Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, live from one of our favorite spots. We love to come down here, King's Dining and Entertainment in Cool Springs. We're in the tap room right now. Got a good crowd watching some baseball, having a cold one, getting ready to have a maybe an appetizer, some dinner. You got your crew in the car looking for your place to spend the afternoon and evening. Just come spend it with us. Going to spend this next segment with our buddy Christopher Martell from the Neutral Zone here on 104.5 The Zone, as well as Fox Sports TN at @KMartell_Sports on Twitter. Fresh off a trip to Disney World, first of all, let's get a review. How the family enjoy it?
That's a really good question. Everybody really enjoys Disney. I mean, how can you not enjoy Disney? We like to make it almost a yearly trip because we really don't take any other vacations there. Everybody, though, is kind of bummed out that fall break is over. You got to get back to work. But all in all, I mean, if you don't like a trip to Disney, well, then you're just not American. I can't really put it any kinder than that.
Touche. All right, let's talk Preds. They're currently first in goals per game. The Nashville Predators, this is not a misprint. They are the top scoring team in the NHL right now. They are the fourth worst defensive team. So I'll ask you, Christopher Martell, does your happiness for the offense outweigh your concern for the defense early on?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, we knew that Nashville was going to suffer a little bit defensively coming into the beginning of this season with the loss of PK Subban and kind of the mentoring of Dante Fabbro as he progresses into a full NHL season. Now, with that being the case, Nashville has 23 goals scored this year to their 21 goals allowed. Is that great? I mean, you can look at it as great offensively. Yes, it's not the most optimistic number for defense. But I think as the season progresses, I think it's going to get a little bit better defensively. I think you're going to see players like Dante Fabbro, who is, in my opinion, he's still kind of grasping the ropes of a full NHL season. That I mean, they're only five games in right now. Yeah. And, you know, I've liked the play of Roman Josi. I've liked the play of Ekholm and Ellis. And I thought Dante Fabbro's looked well. And Dan Hamhuis in his three games has looked pretty good. What concerns me, though, is that final position on the third pairing. You've gone from Yannick Weber to Matt Irwin. And, you know, I've been pretty vocal about the fact that I don't really I don't think that Matt Irwin is going to be the answer long term. I've liked what Yannick Weber has brought to the team, but I think as long as you stay in a consistent state of flux on that third defensive pairing, it's going to be hard to get any kind of real stability there. And I would like to see eventually them hammer down a true third defensive pairing, and that'll probably come as the season develops.
Should we be concerned at all about UC Burrows to this point? Slow start.
You know, I don't really think so. If you remember last season, he had a rough start at the beginning of the year. His first 7-8 games last year weren't necessarily too great. So I think it could just be early season jitters. You know, it's hard to say. I haven't liked either game he's played in, to be honest with you. But at the same time, he hasn't had much help. You know, I mean, yeah, he did rattle off four consecutive wins to begin last year, but then he went a stretch where he was 3-5 after that, and wasn't getting much goal support, wasn't getting much defensive support. And I kind of think that's the answer, right? Or that's what we're looking at right now, is the defensive support in front of UC Saros just hasn't been great. And it's been the same thing for Pecorine. He's been facing more, I guess, tougher opposition and tougher high danger chances towards him that you know, UC Starros is seeing the exact same thing. And it's just, it's going to take a little bit more time, in my opinion, for things to really settle down for both goaltenders. So I don't think it's an issue to really be worried about just five games in yet.
Christopher Martel, our guest, again, the Neutral Zone. You can hear him tomorrow night at 9 on The Zone and Fox Sports TN, where he makes his Twitter magic happen. So Daniel Carr was a really interesting story in camp. Your gangsta poil, you're looking for some more offense. This guy had such a great career in the minor leagues. Did they put on waivers? What's ultimately going to be the result of that move, do you think?
Well, you know, there's been the talk is that David Poile wants him to go work on his confidence in Milwaukee. And that's fine. That's understandable. I understand getting a guy who is a little bit stagnant on the fourth line or third line or wherever they've been putting him, getting him more playing time, getting him more confidence to play in a permanent NHL position. He's got two games right now, and he has a minus one overall, no points. And he only has one shot on net. Now, is that due to him playing bottom 6 minutes for a team that relies heavily on their top six and even top nine? Maybe. But at the same time, you know, and I harped on this back during training camp, is when they were letting players like Rem Pitlick, Ellie Tolvanen, letting them go back out or sending them back up to Milwaukee after training camp, I posed the question, what has Daniel Carr really brought to the lineup that these players have not? And even Mika Salamaki, to an extent, I saw more from Salamaki than I saw from Daniel Carr. And two games into the season, five games into the season, he still hasn't really showed anything. So, yeah, I understand putting him through waivers to clear and go hopefully up to Milwaukee and get him a little confidence. But it was a little disconcerting because I felt like David Poile had picked this guy up and he was talking him up how Daniel Carr was the AHL MVP last season, could be a good plus for the team, and it just felt like it was more Poile maybe biting the bullet and saying, okay, we're going to put him on this team and see what he's got, and it just didn't work. And if he goes to Milwaukee and it works there and he comes back, then great. But what I see from this is probably if they bring someone back from Milwaukee, you may see a Mika Salamaki, because there's no point in putting Ellie Tolvanen in a Rem Pitlick in a bottom six role. You don't want that for either one of those kids.
Yeah.
I know the top, the top line. I say that there's a 1A and a 1B line right now.
Yeah. People are really walking on eggshells with that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you have Johansson and Arvidsson, who haven't really had a consistent line mate yet, you've had Craig Smith up there. That hasn't worked. You've had Cali Yarncroc. That hasn't worked. I mean, unless you're going to move a player like Kyle Turris up there to play on the wing with them, you may want to think about bringing a player like Ellie Tolvanen or Rem Pitlick down to put on that top, or to put on that 1A line alongside Johansson and Arvidsson and see what they can do. Those would be my predictions as to what could possibly happen with this.
Hey, before we let you go, a lot of times guys they'll switch teams, and sometimes it's anticipated. Sometimes it's more of a surprise, maybe when a free agent signs in a specific place. And oftentimes it's a slow start because everybody was expecting all this stuff. But when it comes to Matt Duchene, I think the whole world expected him to sign here. And, boy, it has been even better, I think, than Preds fans thought it might have been.
I mean, he's almost a 2-point-per-game player right now.
Yeah.
And this guy's getting two goals and 7 assists in 5 games. And I don't really – you look at this, and, I mean, this is before Matt Duchene – what he's at right now, he's tied for 8th in points right now, alongside Brad Marchand, Mark Stone, Mikko Rantanen, Jack Eichel. Those are some big names to be tied with. And for Matt Duchene, it just looks like this was where he was meant to be. He's having fun. It looks like he's producing. Well, I mean, it doesn't look like he's producing offensively. He is producing offensively, but he's making, I guess the best way to put it is he's making magic out there. He's making it happen, you know, and that's what Nashville needed. Nashville needed a dynamic playmaker to really kind of make things happen in the top six. And his 7 assists showed that he is the guy that maybe Nashville had been missing for the past handful of seasons. And you know, the sky's really the limit right now. If Matt Duchene can keep playing the way that Matt Duchene has played in the first 5 games of the season, I mean, this guy could easily walk past Paul Kariya's single-season point total that he set a decade-plus ago for the Predators. So I wouldn't be surprised if you could see a 70, 80-point season from this guy.
You're a dynamic playmaker too, Christopher Martel. People can hear it tomorrow night on The Zone at 9 p.m. or at Fox Sports TN in the Twitter world as well, man. We appreciate you as always.
It's my pleasure, guys. Y'all have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, Martel.
Matt Duchene will join us for his weekly visit, courtesy of Two Rivers Ford, tomorrow at 3:30.
Yep.
Every week during hockey season. We are so pumped up about that.
Yeah, he had his first show with us last week and was absolutely phenomenal. People that were not even Preds fans were tweeting us how good he was.
We're just going to try not to mess that up every week. Yeah. We're just going to get out of his way and let him say awesome stuff like he does.
Like Brett Kern here in a second.
He is literally practicing punting out on the porch here.
No, he's not
right
doing
now.
That. Don't get him in trouble. He's trying to hit the Verizon store one way, Cool Springs Mall the other way.
We're going
to
get a football out of somebody's trunk, see if he'll punt it over the mall. If you want, he's going to be here from 4:30 to 5:30. Seriously, we're at King's Dining and Entertainment. Brett Kern here, courtesy of Ford and their leather and liner promotion with the F-150 right now. He'll join us next. Lots of talk about the Preds. Maybe you want to go to a game. Well, let me tell you something. There's so many different ways to enjoy Predators games. I mean, let me tell you about this. Lexus Lounge, you ever been in there? Oh, my goodness. Or the Hap and Harry's Tap Room, brand new. Maybe you haven't had a chance to see that yet. Or maybe you've ever had the chance to go and be in a luxury suite at the Preds game. There are so many premium seating areas at Bridgestone, and it is truly the ultimate way to watch the Predators take the ice. You can also do it for any and all Bridgestone Arena concerts, events as well, and there are a lot of different options for your budget, and every one of them includes tickets to the event, your food, your beverages, on-site parking, in-seat wait service, and so much more. A nightly suite rental provides an unparalleled experience and a unique way to entertain your clients or host business associates or just treat your friends and family. Think about this. You got like a smaller family reunion. Maybe it's your office Christmas party. Maybe you just like to do something nice for your employees, your family, your group every year. Preds game in a suite, that would be amazing, right? I mean, why just have a buffet again and give everybody Secret Santa gifts? Go to the Preds game. For pricing and availability or information on multiple event packages, here's what you do. Call 615-770-7888 or visit NashvillePredators.com/premium.
Zone.